Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Well, hello, beloved of God. Welcome to the Prophet's Teaching Series. I'm going to continue today in dealing with talking about the whole armor of God. What is it? How do we put it on? Before we get into that, I have to share with you that my two books, first of all, Third Heaven Authority, deals a lot with the authority that we have, and it gets into the armor of God quite a bit in the later chapters of this book. It would really encourage you. And then, of course, my second book, The Lion's Army, is dealing with spiritual warfare and how that we have the victory, how to walk in the Spirit, hear the voice of God, so many things. And so those two books are available on Amazon. You can pick them up at any time. But talking about the armor of God, let's get into the scripture. In Ephesians 6, Paul addresses the armor of God. I realize something. What Paul's doing here is he's imprisoned in a Roman garrison compound at that particular point. And so he's in this house, and he looks out of the windows every day, and he sees all these Roman soldiers walking around, marching, doing their drills, etc. And so he sees their armor and their weaponry, and the Spirit of God comes on him, and he realizes that we have spiritual armor just like that in the spiritual realm. And then he begins to describe it, and he describes it this way. He says in chapter 6, verse 10, Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." In other words, you've got victory waiting for you. God has given you something that assures your victory in every endeavor in this life, because of the authority that Jesus has given unto you. He goes on and he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." In other words, he's saying there that our warfare is in the Spirit. We're not warring against people or cultures any other kind of situation like that in the natural realm. Oh, there are difficulties. There are things that we have to address. Absolutely. But he says there's something going on behind that. There's something in the spiritual realm. The warfare is there. And we have the victory if we know how to use the armor of God. Verse 13, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day," or the evil of each and every day, "and having done all to stand, stand therefore." In other words, you just don't give the devil any ground whatsoever. You don't back up. You don't retreat. You take a stand in the spiritual realm because Jesus is for you. Now, before I read the armor and tell you what it is, I want to give you a general answer. And that is, if we go back to chapter 1, and he says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power?" Now that's in verse 19. Actually, I want to go back just a couple of verses. Let's find this in this great prayer. Aha! Let's go back to verse 15 and start there. "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints, do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention in my prayers, that," here it is, "the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, your eyes, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And then he goes on talking about the exceedingly great power that is given to us. My point is this. You can read the rest of that chapter. That's the authority that we have in the body of Christ. Catch this. The armor in chapter 6 is the culmination of what Paul began teaching on in chapter 1. It is this. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The armor are the spiritual powers of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The armor is revelation knowledge. It's spiritual enlightenment. And when it says the powers of or the spirit of, he's actually talking about, in the Greek text, it literally says there's a spiritual dynamic of exceeding power that is released through revelation and wisdom in God about who you are in Christ. So the armor is connected with that. Now let's go back to Ephesians 6 and let's look at the armor. This will help you out a lot. And while you're finding that, let me share. In the book that I shared with you, showed you at the beginning of this lesson, Third Heaven Authority starts in chapter 1 with a vision, actually a spiritual encounter, because it actually happened, where the Lord took me to Third Heaven. And there he taught me about Third Heaven Authority. But here's the point. It was in that vision, there was a point there, a time where the Lord had me look through this portal all the way down to deal with some situations that were going on in the spiritual realm according to the city that I was in. I was down there in a prayer group. But here I am in heaven dealing with this. And the Lord says, launch your warfare from here. At first, that shook me up because in my mind, what just went through like that, you know, and the Lord's talking to me. I've got my own questions. The Lord's answering. The Spirit's speaking to me about all these things. It's just amazing how quickly it can happen in the spiritual realm. And I realized my question was, launch spiritual warfare from heavenly perspective looking down rather than earth's perspective looking up. Why do I need armor in heaven? If armor is to be worn in spiritual warfare, that's the key. The armor is not something additional outside of your spiritual new creation in Christ Jesus. It is a genetic composition of everything that he has given unto you, but it becomes an awareness, and we put it on when we become aware of those spiritual dynamics that genetically are part of us. And because they're part of us, whether we're in heaven, whether we're on earth, regardless of where we are, it's what protects us. It's what gives us the ability to overcome the enemy, the sword of the spirit, etc. So with that in mind, let's define this armor. He says again in verse 14, chapter 6, therefore, he said, stand, having girded your waist with truth. That's the first one. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Number two. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Number three. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That's the next one. Take the helmet of salvation. There's another one. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's the last one. Wielding them in prayer or in activity in the spiritual realm. So let me define these elements of armor. And again, Paul's watching these Roman soldiers out the window. He's seeing the new believer in Christ Jesus, spiritually, what God has given to him in this spiritual warfare. First of all, the belt of truth. What is the belt of truth? It is the spiritual revelation that God's word is absolute truth and final authority in our lives. That we are born of the word, the incorruptible seed. Praise God. And if we are born of the incorruptible seed and that God's truth is absolute in our lives, who can stand against the truth? What can the devil do against us? So the armor, then, that breastplate, belt of truth is what I meant to say, that's gathered around the midsection and holding all the armor together, is the revelation of God's truth and who we are, born of the seed. Praise God. And once you know that, the devil can't get through it. You see what I mean? Now, genetically, we were born with that, but until we are aware of that, we can't really put it on and use it. Hallelujah. Here's the next one. The breastplate of righteousness. What is it? The spiritual revelation that grace, by grace, we are in right relationship with God and we have rights as citizens of His kingdom. We're in right standing with God. The enemy can't attack and say, you know what, you're just some loser. God doesn't care about you. He won't answer your prayers. You're probably lost and going to go to hell anyhow. No, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm in right relationship with Him, and you can't take that away from me, devil. That becomes my breastplate that guards and protects me. It protects all my organs. It protects my torso. It protects who I am in God. I have that revelation, and I'm going to wear it in everything that I do. Here's the next one. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is it? The spiritual revelation and good news that we are at peace with God and His peace rules our hearts. We're at peace with Him. We're not trying to earn anything by what we do or by legalistic maneuvers or works of the flesh. You know, we can't be deceived by the enemy trying to get us into condemnation, etc. No, I'm at peace with God. I know who I am. No, you're not going to trick me with any of that. Here's the next one. The shield of faith. What is it? The spiritual revelation that our faith in God, what we believe in our hearts, makes all things possible to us. The shield of faith that we hold up, quenching those fiery darts of the enemy, is the revelation that we not only have faith in God, but we have the faith of God. The way that He operates, He's given to us. And we have the ability to use that faith in operation. It's a shield. Praise God. And it's the protection of God. And all things are possible, therefore, unto us because we believe. Here's the next one. The helmet of salvation. What's that? The spiritual revelation that Jesus, the head of the church, has already saved us from spiritual death, sin, sickness, poverty, and demonic curses. We are already saved. In the Greek text, the word sozo is save, and soteria is salvation. And they mean a completeness. We're saved from all those things. The same power of God, the same blood of Jesus, the same sacrifice that saved your soul also provided healing and redemption and deliverance in every area of your life. It's a complete work. And so we have that spiritual revelation of knowing that place in God of our salvation. And again, it's to keep the enemy's attacks from reaching us. No, we're not going to be disturbed. The last one, the sword of the Spirit. And what is it? It's the spiritual, excuse me, it's the spiritual revelation that God's word in our mouths, in our heart, and coming out of our mouths is backed up by the Holy Spirit, and that we can speak the word of God. We can give faith declarations. We can prophesy. We can rebuke. We can bind. We can loose. We can release the things of heaven. Praise God. And that becomes our weapon, our sword, not just the logos, the mind and counsel of God, but the unsheathed sword of the rhema of the living God. And so all of these things comprise our armor. It's not a mystery, other than the fact that it is a mystery. The Greek term mysterion means revealed secrets. That's who we are. The revelation releases them. That's how we put it on. You take everything I just shared with you. Let the Holy Spirit begin to even increase the understanding of that. You're putting on the armor. And guess what? You have the ability to quench all, not just a few, all of the fiery darts of the enemy. Take your stand. Put on the armor. And through all of that, you walk in third heaven authority. Praise God. Lord Jesus, I pray that as I have spoken these things, that it quickens the hearts of the people. Release the spiritual revelation, the spiritual powers of wisdom and knowledge, revelation in the knowledge of Him. Release it into their hearts, Lord God. Praise God. You can do it.
I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.